What's up, K-State Nation? What's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the PPPD, edition of the podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all about covering Kansas State athletics, all things K-State, recording on September 4th, 2022. This is Labor Day weekend, folks, here, so I'm jumping in here on this Sunday morning. Hope everyone, K-State Nation, enjoying your Labor Day weekend, enjoying that win last night. Shout out of South Dakota last night, 34-0. A lot more on that on the postcast coming up this week, along with another weekly edition of the Pro Project Podcast as well. And of course, tomorrow is going to probably be another one of those podcast Mondays, postcast Mondays, setting up as well. So we'll get you caught up on that with Sunday, or today, later on today, actually, the soccer team takes on Purdue, another Big Ten team here coming to Manhattan, Kansas. So K-State looking to get that elusive Big Ten victory. We'll see what happens later on today with that. This is the documentary edition of the podcast. Road to Dallas continues. Wrapped up another week yesterday with a 12-mile run around Eisenhower Middle School. That's where I was at yesterday. So, pretty typical week. I don't have my notes in front of me at the moment there. Speed work was really good this week from that side of it. I know Tuesday morning was pretty good. Just a little bit cooler. I've been doing speed work on the track as well. So, yeah, I mean, really not much to say, at this point. But I am getting ready to run a 10K next Sunday. Now we'll be doing a postcast on that. I'll be doing a little preview of that as well. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Tuesday felt really good. It really stood out to me. Friday, not so much. Yeah, because I thought I was already tired. My legs were anyways. Felt more tired, but I was able to hit the paces I was able to hit. Why is this still on? There we go. But I just got done recording my other podcasts a while ago. So, but yeah, I mean, just to make it quick and easy. I mean, speed work has been really good. I'm probably going to go tomorrow. I know this is supposed to be pullback. So what I'm going to do is, and it's race week for me. So I'm probably going to be running on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and taking Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday off. So I'm gonna be well balanced this week, folks. I should be ready to go. Friday probably be kind of be an off day as well, because I'm not really only gonna be doing three easy. Excuse me. So yeah, it's pretty much gonna be really 2 days, really Monday and Wednesday, because Wednesday I plan on getting up early. I'll let you guys know how about that. Around 3:45, somewhere around that to do, because I have to be at work early, so there's no ways around that. So I'm getting more accustomed to it. I mean, I was an early runner anyway, so now I'm gonna have to probably get up a little bit early for that run. I'm gonna try to get in 13 miles Wednesday morning, and then yeah, that's gonna be it. There on that front, I'm gonna get a little extra speed work in tomorrow on Labor Day. So that's the plan for me here in week five going into it. I can't believe I'm already like almost really 1/4 into this training cycle already. It feels like it just started yesterday. you know what I'm saying? But hey, I mean, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this week. Next week at this time, I'll be racing in Kansas City next week at this time. So really looking forward to it. Yeah, allergies been killing me all this week in the morning, particularly. No surprise. But yeah, I'm really crossing my fingers that it's cooler next Sunday. I really am. I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, here in Manhattan, there's Concord to Kansa next Sunday as well. Won't be taking part of that. I didn't realize it was going to be the same day as the Kansas City Plaza 10K. So, and it's going to be the last one. So, I was going to run it anyway. I was just out there a couple weekends ago. So, not going to take part in that. So, and finding out also this week that Dallas is apparently a two-loop course. Now, I did go on record and say that I wasn't going to do no more loop marathons, but already too late in that, and my first marathon was a two-loop course, so maybe I get some revenge on it. So maybe, who knows, maybe I can go out and get some revenge, so I'm even more motivated now to go out, to go down there and see what I can do down there. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm excited. I'm really excited for this 10K. I really am. My goal is to PR this race. So we'll see what happens. I feel really good. So I'm doing a little more. I know it wasn't on the schedule, but I'm going to do some extra speed work on the side. Just continue to work on that quick turnover and hope it pays off. Hope it pays off, because I don't have no speed work this week other than the race next Sunday in Kansas City. So I'm going to do a little more speed work on the side. Just get that quick turnover going. And yeah, we'll see how that benefits me. So it'll be Monday's kind of be a hardish, kind of a hard day, but not really. Working on some speed work, a little bit more on the side. And then Wednesday's the big one. I want to get it at least 13 in, so before my work day. So, and the thing is, I'm gonna have to make two trips to Kansas City, because somehow, so I'm gonna have to leave early on Friday, looks like, for sure, to get there. Because if I don't, then I don't race, because there's no pickup on race day on Sunday morning. And in the Missouri game, folks, K-State Missouri, it's 11 a.m. I can't miss that. So the race is going to be, the game's going to be over around 2:30-ish or 2-ish, somewhere in between there. And KC Running Store closes at 4. There's no way I'm going to make it. So, yeah, so I got to go up there Friday afternoon and get it, and maybe check the store around a little bit. So this might be a half day work for me. So I'm gonna have to make that clear on Tuesday. So sorry, boss. So I'm gonna have to make two trips. I'm not really happy about that, but I don't mind it very much at all. So yeah, man, I'm excited. It's gonna be race week this week for me. 10K. So counting down the days already. We're already in September, and by this time, actually, it's gonna be a month out. I'm gonna be a month out of the half marathon. My B race, so it's really getting down to the nitty gritty here a little bit, and finally I can see my miles starting to get up there as well. Overheard somebody, I let a couple of my guys talk. One of my good buddies was catching up with another good friend of his. They were just running their mouths, so I was just chilling, just talking. I wasn't talking; they were talking about mileage a week, and that guy was talking about, you know, he's down to his sweet spot is 50 miles a week. That's about where I'm at now. Now, obviously, I don't know how I was this week. I think I was short of 40. But yeah, last year in COVID year, I was just trying to see how far I was going to go weekly wise. I was getting up in the 80s. And last year, for the first time prior to the Kansas City Marathon, without proper structure of a training plan, I got up to 90 miles a week. Yeah. Yeah, so from the last, couple of months, since hiring my coach, I've been right around 40 miles a week, a high of 45. So I feel all right, man. I feel ready to go. And with these off days coming, my hamstring seems to be okay for the most part. With these off days coming, I'm gonna be ready to rock and roll. So really, and I have that Friday too, because Friday I ain't really doing much anyway. But 3 easy miles. So yeah, I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm gonna have fresh legs come Sunday, man. I'm gonna go for it, man. So I'm hoping to PR and have another go in mind as well. I'm not gonna share that. I'm gonna keep that personal as well. So I'm excited, man. But yes, K-State Nation, week 4. It's in the books already. Can't believe that I'm really 1/4 into this training cycle already, and the miles are just ramp up from here. So I'm really excited about that aspect of it as well. I'm really just trying to stay consistent, and the plan that I'm on now has me consistent on kind of on a rhythm. Like, there's easy day here. Tuesdays and Fridays have been the hard days right now. So, but this is going to be a pullback week. So, but I'm going to do some extra on the side. So, I probably won't tell her that, but my coach that, but I'm just going to do it anyways, just to keep sharp with that. So, because I'm not really doing any speed work until my race next Sunday. So, but that's it there on that. So that's kind of a little preview of the KC Plaza 10K that I'm going to be doing next Sunday, which there will be a postcast on that. So I'm going to do that on that. So that's right as well. So, but yeah, Labor Day weekend or Labor Day tomorrow, we're going to be focused on postcast. Volleyball wrapped up their UCF challenge. I'll save that for that. And then later on today, K-State will try to knock off Purdue later on this afternoon as well. The Pro Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast. We're on Odyssey, Apple, Audio Boom. We're on Spotify and a couple more platforms out there as well. Big weekend for K-State with a win yesterday, shutting out the Coyotes yesterday, and I'm really looking forward to this Mizzou game now. It's going to be the ultimate test for sure to see where this K-State team is at as well. So much more to talk about, saving the good stuff for this week as well. But that's going to do it on the Road to Dallas coverage on the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats. If you're new to the podcast, welcome on board. This is the perfect time to be joining the Purple Project Podcast. We have a lot of content out on the archives now. You can download it, enjoy it during this Labor Day weekend. And we had a lot go out yesterday as well. And we did my first high school show as well. So go check that out. Give that a listen and see how your teams did over the weekend. Mays played yesterday. Commit Avery Johnson played yesterday as well. So, well, that's not on there. That's not on the high school edition this week. But I will talk about that on next week. So, definitely check that out as well. A lot of good content for you guys, K-State folks out there as well. And make sure you guys tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast. Continue to enjoy your Labor Day weekend. We will talk to you on the next edition on the Purple Project Podcast.